Fat Guy Radio Show, the funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare-ass moon.
This is Philippius, the executive producer of Fat Guy Radio Show. I may not say much on the show, and I'm certainly not as fat as Corey. But one thing people don't know about me, when I do my online shopping, I do it all through the Shop Amazon tab on fatguyradioshow.com. You should too. Not only does it help the show, but it keeps Corey calm during business meetings. You don't know what it's like to bear witness to an angry fat man. So be like me and shop Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab on our website or shop directly at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. And thank you for keeping Corey calm.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Welcome to another Fat Guy Radio Show for Thursday, June 1st. Good Lord, we're already into June. I'm Corey Blaze, also known as the guy who refused to put the lime in the coconut. But we're not here for that. Right here at the top of the show, ladies and gentlemen, premiering this Sunday on June 4th, is the return of one of my favorite Food Network shows, Food Network Star. This show is responsible for launching the successful careers of people like Guy Fieri, Melissa D'Arabian, Jeff Morrow, the Sandwich King, and now someone we all know and love is throwing his apron in the ring to battle it out for the new season of Food Network Star. Get your Lord Honeys ready. Winner of Food Network Season 3 Holiday Baking Champion. Please welcome back to the show my friend, my buddy, Jason Smith. Jason, welcome to the show, man.
Well, Lord, honey, I'm so tickled to death to be on the show again today. I just can't believe it.
Dude, we are excited to have you back on the show. I've been following you on Twitter. I've been following you on Instagram. And now, I guess you didn't have enough beating during the baking competition. You're back on Food Network for the Food Network Star Show. What are you thinking? What's going on here, man?
Honey, I absolutely just love competing. I love being on television. I love being in front of the cameras. And when this opportunity came up, I'm like, yes, I'm in. Let's go. Let's get this thing started. So it was just one of those things I had to do.
I know you were a star when you won the show. You were the home baker, the first home baker that I believe won the Holiday Baking Championship. We all fell in love with you, and anybody that watched, I don't see how they haven't. And according to everything I've been seeing on social media with you and on Twitter and on Instagram, everybody is embracing you. You are a home baker, but now you are going into the Food Network Star Challenge that Guy Fieri and Melissa D'Arabian, Jeff, already sequestered. All of these people have gone through this show, man. How does it feel? Are you a little nervous about this challenge? I mean, I don't want them to do nothing wrong to you. I might have to try to dive through my television and say, don't treat my boy Jason that way.
You know, it is a little intimidating because there is so many big, well-known people that came from that show, but I feel like that I have what it takes to follow in their footsteps and become that same aspect that everybody looks at them. I mean, a lot of people know me for the baking, especially where I won Holiday Baking, but now they're going to get to see that I'm just more than a baker. You know, I can do savory cooking, and there's so much that I enjoy about the savory side of it as much as well as the sweet side. So I'm ready. I'm ready to show them what I've got and to say, hey, look, you know what? I may be a home cook or a home baker, but I'm just as good as anybody that's been professionally trained.
I love it. And you know what? You are right about making the transition from baking to those savory dishes that we see being done on those competition shows. I mean, I follow you on Instagram, and anybody that's listening, if you want to follow Jason on Instagram, you definitely can. He's at Rolling Pin Whisk on the Instagram, and you post up, of course, a lot of baking items, but you have some savory dishes there too. So I'm looking at this as, okay, you're going to make this transition pretty well, but would you say that your forte is either or are you just that well-rounded and magical as we all know you to be?
I don't specialize in either one. I am just well-rounded. If I'm in the kitchen, it don't matter whether it's sweet or savory. I'm going to make sure that it's the best quality of a dish that's always coming out of my kitchen. I just love to cook, period. So You know, that's kind of, I kind of have that in my back pocket that I can do the best of both worlds. So it's a little bit of an ammunition for me.
Okay. Okay. I see. And that, see, you come, see, you got your game plan down. I can see you with your game plan, yeah. Man. And I'm definitely rooting for you. You know, I'm rooting for you. Now, have you talked to any of your former fellow bakers from the Holiday Baking Show? Have they given you like any tips or anything going into this new arena?
You know, I have, we have all stayed in contact after Holiday Baking, and all of them is just truly, just deeply excited about me being on the show, and they're behind me 100%. A lot of them has told me, you know, you were so good on Holiday Baking, and you were just yourself. Just remember, even on this show, just be yourself. Don't let anything intimidate you. Just show them that real Jason that we all have come to know and love. And everything will be perfectly fine. So, you know, I mean, they are so gracious, and they have become such good friends that we're just like family now. So I was like, oh, guys, what, you know, I'm going to do this. And they're like, go for it, go for it. You know, you've done so good, and we like you so much. So just go for it. You'll be fine.
Yeah, and, you know, I feel like I'm friends, too, and I'm family, because you don't understand, Jason, how excited I get when I see that Jason Smith has liked one of my Instagram food posts. I try to my best to do a backflip, and that's a feat for a guy my size. But I get excited.
Yeah, well, I get excited when I see your food on. I'm like, yes, he's doing good. You know, he's cooking stuff that looks great. I wish I was there to eat it because it looks really good. And I'm one, if it don't look good, I'm going to tell you. Okay, this don't look good. You got to do something about this. So.
Fix that. I hear you. I hear you. Okay, so Kentucky boy is who you are. What is in, can you give us some of your arsenals that is Kentucky born and bred that you're going to bring to the Food Network Star Challenge? Are you, do you have any hidden secrets that only Kentuckians know?
You know, a lot of the hidden secrets that only Kentuckians know is we have a special way with food. It's a lot of just putting that Kentucky background in it. We were taught so much by our grandmothers that everything that you touch, you either sing to it while you're cooking it, or you are actually using an ingredient that nobody would think about putting in something, and it just brings that extra Kentucky to it. You know, my three favorite things that I use in a lot of dishes is butter, bacon, and bourbon.
Oh.
And we are known for that in Kentucky. So if you've got those three things, as I say, honey, you can cure the world with butter, bacon, and bourbon. So that is something you might ought to start stocking in your kitchen, because it's something you're going to see me use.
I think you just named my next three kids, butter, bacon, and bourbon. I'm going to name my next three kids, butter, bacon, and bourbon. That's phenomenal, man. I am really told. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Those would be awesome kid names. I've got 20 some chickens that I raise.
Okay.
On this small farm that I live on, and three of them is named Butter, Bacon, and Bourbon. So they're the three favorites. So, you know, I can give those names to you if you'd like to name your kids after that. That's perfectly fine.
I take it. I mean, you are the everything, man. And just thinking back on how you were working at the school and knowing how humble and just a great person you are, you're probably still working at the school. Are you still working at the school?
Correct. I am. Mm-hmm. I most certainly am. Of course, we're out for summer break now, but
yeah,
the school means a lot to me. It's one of the things that the kids just get so excited. They were just over the moon and back for the during Holiday Baking. And now that they know that I'm going to be on this new show, they were just tickled to death. And they're like, you know, Jason, we want you to reach your dreams. You go for your dreams. You don't always have to stay here and cook for us, you know.
Yeah.
We want to be like you someday, you know. And I have so many people and fans that they send me notes, they send me letters, they send me this, they send me that. And everybody is just like, you know, my four-year-old child loves to cook now because they see on television you've inspired them. So it's one of the things, not only I'm getting to inspire kids in my own state, but I'm inspiring kids and adults even around the world. I mean, there is a lot of Lord Honey fan clubs all over the world. There's in Australia, Canada, South America, Alaska. I mean, they have them everywhere. So I'm just honored. I'm truly honored.
Well, you have indeed inspired many, many, many. Even my 16-year-old, we posted a video of him on my Instagram of him making a German chocolate cake with coconut and almond topping. And when I posted on Instagram, he looked up at me and he says, Jason Smith isn't going to see this, is he? Because this is embarrassing because it's coming out of a box. I'm like, man, maybe you got to start somewhere. So you're even inspiring my 16-year-old. He didn't want you to see that he was baking out of a box. And I'm like, that's just how everybody gets started at some point. So you are an inspiration. And Jason, my mind is blown that you have been from the Food Network Holiday Baking Championship. You were given this golden platter that so many people take for granted. Man, you took it in stride. You went and did news segments in Kentucky, and I'm seeing articles being written up on you online, and you're back at the school. You are a walking, breathing example of humility.
Well, thank you. I mean, that's just me. I've always been humble, and, you know, just being so, you know, humble gets you so much farther in life than... Yeah, and it's just hard to explain because I want to treat everybody the way I want to be treated. And that's something that growing up, my grandmother always taught me. She always said, make sure you treat everybody the same way you want to be treated. And I have always done that. And that's just me. I'm just that kind of person. You know, if I see somebody struggling with something, I want to help them because I want to see them achieve their dreams or their goals just as much as I do my own. So, yep, that's pretty much me.
That's amazing, man. And that's one of the many things on why I love you. Our show loves you. Our fans of this show have become fans of yours. And I hear everybody. I got at least, I would say maybe 15 to 20 people in one day sent me a tweet and said, did you hear? I heard that Jason Smith was going back to Food Network Star. Are you guys going to have him back on the show? And of course, you know, if anything's going on with you, we got to have you back on the show. So everybody is excited about it. I'm excited about it. Food Network Star premieres this Sunday, June 4th on the Food Network. And anybody that wants to catch up with what's been going on with Jason, you can also watch past episodes on foodnetwork.com and on the Food Network app. And if you like to follow Jason on Twitter, you can follow him at LowCarb77 and on Instagram, like I do, at Rolling Pin Whisk. And if you can't find that, just go to my Instagram page and click under who I'm following and you'll see Jason right there. Jason, you are a good dude. We wish you all the best for this upcoming show. And when you win it, because, you know, I just believe that you will. I am looking forward to that celebratory moment once again, because I still remember the moment that you won the Holiday Baking Championship and you were just so humbled. You just fell to your knees and I'm crying with you and everybody around me is crying with you, man. So when you take home this new, we look forward to your career just exploding, man, and keep in contact with us because we want to make sure that we tell everybody about it as well. But you are a good dude and I got to thank you for joining us again on Fat Guy Radio Show.
Well, honey, you are more than welcome anytime.
Well, nothing's going to be better than that. Philippians, go ahead and start the show. Yeah!
Fat Guy Radio Show.
You told Harpo to beat me. All my life I had to fight. I had to fight my daddy. I had to fight my uncles. I had to fight my brothers. Girl, child ain't safe in a family man's. But I ain't never thought I had to fight in my own house. I loves Harpo. God knows I do. But I kill him dead before I let him beat me. Now, you want a dead son-in-law, Miss Seeley? You keep on advising him like you doing.
This life be over soon. Heaven lasts always.
Girl, you ought to bash Mrs. head open and think about heaven later.
It must be true, cause I heard it on the radio. It must be true, it must be true.
From the city of Glendale, in the Grand Canyon State, It's the world's funniest hit internet radio show and podcast, Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blaze. And now, Arizona's most beloved fat guy, here's Corey Blaze.
I'm not going to say anything about that, but live feed, our live stream friends, I'm so sorry. But we got it fixed, right, Lip? Where are we at?
We should be good now.
Okay. I will tell you this. I know I had to get to the opening, but it's hard for me. I can't get past it, but I will say this. Like, we have never reset the studio as quickly as we did. But thank you, Jason Smith, for joining us. All right, folks. Fat Guy Radio Show live from Arizona. I'm going to be okay. Y'all know how I do. You know how I am when something goes wrong.
Yeah.
All right. Yep. All right, Fat Guy Radio Show live from Arizona, USA, and broadcasting to 79 countries with over 750,000 downloads worldwide.
Wow.
And heard by the best fatnatics all over the world. I'm talking about you. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, joined by our executive producer over there, Full Olympias.
Yes, sir.
Our associate producer, Daniel Taylor.
Hey, Sada.
For our live stream viewers, once again, I apologize, but we do like the show to be interactive. Tweet me and the guys at Fat Guy Radio Show or comment on Facebook Live. Like and follow us on our Facebook and Instagram pages. Search Fat Guy Radio Show. And today's show is brought to you by Amazon. And Amazon wants me to remind you that they have everything your father or father figure desires on Father's Day. I love my crazy ass dad. Everybody knows that. But he's also the man that has damn near everything. So to lessen my stress, I pop on fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon and I grab his ass a gift card. For normal electronically enabled fathers, you would email it to him, but not my dad. I ordered the actual physical card, take it to him with my phone or my laptop with me, go back to fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon, let him go in, shop what he wants to during checkout. He puts in the gift card numbers and then my dad gets what he wants. I mean, you got to realize my dad still has a flip phone.
Wow.
It takes him a few hours, but he gets what he wants, and my Father Day duties are filed away in the accomplishment file. So do the same for your father or father figure, Amazon. Father's Day shopping at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon through the Amazon banner on our website or by tapping the Amazon icon on our official Fat Guy Radio Show app. Amazon, so easy they put a smile on the box that makes my dear old dad smile. All right, everybody, welcome to another Fat Guy Radio Show. I couldn't get to it during the interview, but Martha Moo, what it do? She was about to have an anxiety attack with the audio issues at the start of the show. Look, it's what we experience because it's a live show. And yeah. and honest, I'll pull the curtain back. I ain't ashamed. Pull the curtain back because we family. It was our first time having a phone interview with our Facebook Live, and I won't get in all the technics of it, but that was probably where the hiccup came from.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
I agree.
Thank you. So yeah, we reset everything, reset the cameras, all this other stuff. And I've never seen D-Tate do a barrel roll under the console. He was unplugging stuff and Philippius was over there sweating. And then I kept making devil eyes to Philippius and Philippius cried like 8 times.
Yes,
it was horrible.
And I couldn't say nothing.
Sorry. Yeah.
But we're back now, right? Everybody's alive.
Yes, we're good.
Lady K off the Twitter. Hey, baby girl. She is there too.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, baby girl.
Yeah, Lady K. Watch it now. Pitter patter butterfly slaps. How about that? Okay, no.
Don't do it.
No. We're not. It's too early in the show to get to that.
Don't just be laughing the rest of the show.
Oh, no. I'm telling you, folks. If there has never been a time for you to follow us on Instagram, you got to follow us on Instagram because what happens is that the turns take the recorded show and they chop them up into little 1-minute bites of video and they just slam based them on our Instagram and they go out throughout the whole week. So from Thursday to Thursday, you're getting clips of some funny moments, even though the whole damn show is funny.
Yeah.
You're getting some funny moments.
And
Lady K, you damn right. Lady K off the Twitter did something, and I got to try to find the sound bed because she did it, and now I want to try to get to it while I sit here. And you know she did it, so I want to
I want to try to get to it. And, oh, yeah. Lady K off the Twitter says, y'all looking fine as hell today.
My mind's telling me no, but my body... My body's telling me yes.
Here's one that we haven't heard in a while, Mocha.
Look at that booty. Show me the booty. Give me the booty. I want the booty. Back up the booty. I want the booty. I like the booty. Oh, what a booty. Show me that booty. I saw the booty. I want.
You know way more of that than I do.
I do because I want lots of booty. All right. Ladies.
Are you a pirate?
I am. Booty!
Look at that booty. Show me the booty.
Lady K likes it when I shake it like this. She likes it when I shake it.
That's the shimmy. Oh, you know.
Is that what it is? The shimmy?
Yeah, you got. Are you on that bed? Can you get to it?
Which one?
You know which one. It's the. Da 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 da.
Nothing makes me more fun than playing in my sound bed.
Yeah.
It's like, it's almost like digging in your nose.
I dig it.
Oh, what's that? Oh, we did with Patreon. I didn't realize I hit that button.
America.
Ladies and gentlemen, in this country we call America, sometime live radio on the internet gets screwed up by technology.
Yes.
But we're not here to kowtow to the effects of technology. We are here to grab technology by the ears, shove its face in our crotch, and hump it until submission. Because we didn't land on Technology Rock. Technology Rock landed on us. Is that all right?
That's not what you can do for technology, but what technology could do for you.
Oh, well, hell, just go ahead and dance to this one.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram,
dog. Corey. Corey. That.
Oh, God.
That bit right there is huge.
No. Is that your Trump?
That is my Trump.
That's the world's most horrible Trump I've ever heard.
Hold up.
You got a better one?
I got a better one.
All right, hold you got one more game.
It starts with the word huge. You get the right huge, and you can do.
So you got to land on the huge.
Huge.
Okay.
Huge. There it is.
There's the key. You got it.
Huge.
Okay.
Curry.
Who? Did you just call me chicken?
Curry.
Did you just call me an Indian dish?
No. Listen. I love it. I love it when. No, I can't. I lost
That's
it.
That's horrible,
I
dude.
I lost it.
I'm glad you lost it, and don't go looking for it.
You know what? I could do an Obama, though. I could do a pretty good Obama.
Okay, drop the Obama. drop the Obama.
Me. No.
Stop.
Oh. I gotta do this before the show and then come in.
What do you mean? You gotta.
I gotta practice them. Because, you know.
His vocals aren't like on demand like yours.
They're not. Like, because my voice is so deep. They're like the only people I can really do are like deep voice people.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm like. I could just roll into like a Bolivia's a close personal friend of mine.
See, that one comes easy for you.
Yeah.
But any.
It does.
But,
and it's egregious.
And what's his name?
Stephen A. Smith.
Stephen A. Smith.
That, I could do him.
Okay, here we go. On the fly. Stephen A. Smith meets Grandma Clump.
Now, Grandma Clump, Sherman is a close personal friend of mine.
You don't know Sherman. Sherman don't know you.
Oh, that is incredulous.
I don't know who the hell
egregious
you
that you don't believe that I know Sherman.
You don't know Sherman. Sherman
I knew Sherman
you.
Back when he
I
was yay high to a grasshopper.
I talked to Sherman the other day. He said he don't know by our name, Stephen A. Smith. He know a Stephen A. Williams. He know a Stephen A. Jackson. He know a Stephen A. He don't know no Stephen A. Smith. You fool.
Oh, hell no.
You fool of it.
Oh, hell.
You ain't doing it right.
No.
I don't know what's wrong with you. Sherman,
no,
you
Sherman knows me. Sherman is a close personal friend of mine.
Sherman
me and
you.
Sherman and LeBron James.
No.
See, what you don't understand is
you don't,
Mama Clump.
No.
Mama Grandma Clump.
No.
What you don't understand
well, you don't
is
know. You don't know nothing.
I know more than you think I know.
I asked my daughter the other day. I said, Do you know Stephen A. Smith? And she said, I don't know no Stephen A. Smith.
I think you've been stepping on your titties way too long, Grandma Clump.
I told you that in secret, and you didn't came up here on the
radio. I'm sorry, but you got to understand, me and your grandson are close personal friends.
You ain't no friend
and we
of
went,
Sherman.
We
I know
went,
Sherman.
We had gone
I'ma
to the buffet.
I'm going
to
ask my
we
daughter.
We went to the buffet,
I'ma
and
ask
I asked
daughter.
Sherman. I said, Sherman, at this buffet, are you going to be incredulous or are you going to be gluttonous? Because I need someone gluttonous to match the cornucopia of vocabulary words that I got to describe the greens they have.
End scene. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. Ladies and gentlemen, that's radio art right there. That's radio mother effing art right there.
I think Stephen A is the only guy I got.
Stephen A is the only guy that you got. And it's the only guy that you do that you yell naturally because he yells.
Exactly.
That's all he does is he yells.
Yeah,
he does. He should be Kathy Griffin. All right. huge. My bad. It's huge. I'm sorry. You know what? The stripper bed is gone.
The stripper bed is gone?
The stripper bed is gone. And Lady K
Trump
says
will be upset
can,
about that.
Lady K says she can do a decent Olivia Newton-John.
Oh. See, now, Lady K, I got chills.
They're multiplying.
And I'm losing control. Because of power you're supplying.
It's electrifying. You better shape up. Ooh, because I need a man. I got my heart is set on you. You better shape up. Okay, God, we are spinning out of control. Don't we have a show list for today? All right.
Yes, we do.
Transition. Wrong bed.
Wow. Yes, transition was a joke.
Yes, transition.
That's the punchline.
All right. You boys know I am an Amazon Instant Video watcher. It's with my Prime account.
Okay.
I have Netflix as well.
All right.
I spoke or mentioned that Netflix broke my heart when they deleted Scrubs. And the entire 9 seasons are gone. Then they deleted Roseanne. Mm. Then what? They limited the Bones seasons. They deleted everything from season 1 to season 5. So Netflix has somehow got it into their skulls to F with me. And they have done it again, and this time they crossed the line. Because I'm pissed off at it. America, I'm mad. I'm mad as hell, and I ain't going to take it no more. This is where I'm at. I'm at the point where where you go under your little login and you click unsubscribe.
No.
I'm keeping my $9. Some of my bitches then went too far this time.
What did they delete this time?
The thing that's the closest to my heart. They took the one cake boss.
Took you a while to catch that.
They took the one most successful project they have ever, ever, ever designed. They took that, and they knew how great it was. They knew how successful it was. They knew how powerful and emotional it was. And they decided to say, hey, this is successful, but we're going to F with Corey a little bit more and ruin his life. And I will explain to you what they did after this break. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, to name a few of the most popular social sites, and Fat Guy Radio Show is on every last one of them. Corey Blaze back here to invite you to find, like, or follow Fat Guy Radio Show on all social media. It's a really cool way to get up close and personal with us through the show. It's not just us talking into your ears for 75 minutes a week. Those days we're not live, we are live on social media. Fat Guy Radio Show, the most interactive, accessible show on the internet. So find us and share us. And if you discover a site we're not on, let us know. We'll join in just to hang out with you. Fat Guy Radio Show, it's social.
We are sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Sorry.
We'll never do it again.
Welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Target. Yo, let me tell you about Target, folks. Through the Target banner on fatguyradioshow.com. I don't know why, but after my April surgery, I developed a love for popsicles. DT can attest to the fact that I have stocked my freezer at home with popsicles. But me being the bougie guy that I am and the bougie culinary creeper that I am, I didn't want to continue with just the regular sugar-soaked store-bought popsicles. It's summer and nothing is better than a frozen treat. So I went to the Target banner on our app. My Super Target has groceries, like a lot of Super Targets do. So I filled my cart with fruits, veggies, yogurts, and a few other things. Then I ordered these Kochi ice popsicle molds and ring popsicle molds. I have right now in my freezer chilling are my original gourmet popsicles. I just blended up some fruits and some orange juice, and which is also available at the Super Target. Threw in some bananas and some strawberries, and I can't wait to try these popsicles this weekend. When it's 110 degrees outside, it's going to be 32 degrees in my mouth.
Nice.
So many creative ways to take the heat out of summer, all at Target. Start at fatguyradioshow.com/Target, on our website through the Target banner, or like me, simply tap the Target icon through our official show app. Target, expect more, pay less. All right, welcome back to the show. Whoa, ladies and gentlemen. Before the break, if you're just joining us, welcome to the show. Hopefully the looping sound is over on live feed, right?
Yes.
We retested it and tested it and retested it, and it's over.
Yes.
All right, because nobody's saying anything else. So, all right, so Netflix has found their gold, their pot of gold at the end of their online streaming rainbow. Mm. And they have now decided to take it away. Yes, folks, the most successful Netflix original series since 8 has been canceled 2 months after season 2 dropped.
Wait, what do you mean canceled?
They did not renew it for a third season.
Why?
God knows. Because
was season 2 even good?
Season 2 was phenomenal. I finished it this past weekend. It was absolutely phenomenal, and it left us at a cliffhanger, so I don't know how the hell they are planning on not bringing this back. They just decided that it's over.
So we have no idea who stole the tomatoes. We're never going to know who stole these tomatoes.
We know who stole the tomatoes. This is what, off of Yahoo Media.
Okay.
Yahoo TV, I apologize. Despite some encouraging signs, season 2 of Netflix sci-fi drama series Sense8 from Lana and Lily Wachowski and Jay blah 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 will be its last, as the internet network has opted not to proceed with a third. The decision comes less than a month after the May 5th release of season 2.
Wow.
After 23 episodes, 16 cities, and 13 countries, the story of Sense8 clusters is coming to an end. Netflix VP original content Cindy Holland said in a statement. She's now on my Kathy Griffin list.
Oh.
She says, she quotes, "It is," this is how Cindy, I imagine Cindy sounds, "it is everything we and the fans dreamed it would be, bold, emotional, stunning, kick-ass, and outright forgivable. Never has there been a more truly global show with an equality, diverse, and international cast and crew, which is our remembered by the connected community of deeply passionate fans all around the world. We thank Nana, Lily, and Jensen Hill for the vision, and the entire cast and crew for the cash machine, the commitment."
Can I nominate her real quick?
So why does she sound like Edna Mode from The Incredibles?
I'm going to say it. She's a bitch.
Look at
exactly. Bitch of the year.
She's a... You know what? I'm nominating the entire freaking network of Netflix as bitch of the year because they are wrong for this. I saw this news, and I immediately sent it to my love of my life, Ryan Scott. Because Ryan Scott and I were connected.
Since
8 brought me and Ryan Scott together in like this beautiful TV watching biracial love.
Mm.
That's what it did.
It's bro love.
No, it's biracial bro love.
Biracial bro. How
is that biracial if you're white and he's white?
Because people, I'm talking from the outside looking dirty. In. Lip, are you new? Netflix.
Actually, you got it wrong. Corey's white, but Ryan's black.
Ryan is black as hell.
Ryan is way blacker than Corey.
He thug.
Hmm. Ryan still live on the south side.
Netflix.
He does.
Impromptu Netflix Bitch of the Year nominee.
Bitch.
Corey's personal Bitch of the Year nominee, impromptu Bitch of the Year nominee, is the entire Netflix Corporation. Why are they nominated as this week's Bitch of the Year? It's because these some of my bitches took the one golden ticket in programming that they had.
Philippius, one shot out of here.
took the one golden ticket that Philippius had to get out of here, and they squandered it away. They said, look, we understand that millions and millions of people all around the world are embracing this show. It's become an instant cult classic, but we are going to know better than the average person, average viewer, and we're going to take it away because we can. And that's what Netflix is saying to all of us. They've broken my heart. They've broken Ryan Scott's heart. They've broken Big Bro Hutch's heart. Because we were all on Facebook crying about this earlier today. Because these selfish sons of bitches. And you know what? I will say it here and I will say it now. I'm 95% close to deleting my Netflix account. I would be 100%. But they may or may not have just released season 5 of Arrow. I'm such an easy bitch. And that is your impromptu Corey Blaze special edition Bitch of the Year nominee. Some of my bitches, bitches. Netflix, flicks, 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 flicks. Netflix, bitches.
You screwed that one up.
I sure did. They did, dude. It's gone.
You know what? Honestly, I didn't think Sense8 was that great. Oh. I'm actually kind of glad that it's off. But the reason why I didn't think Sense8 Sense8 was that great, I'm gonna be completely honest, it's because I didn't watch it.
Okay, let me explain to you what just happened. I had the slingshot of fire, hell, and brimstones in my hand. I cocked it back with the biggest spitball possible and aimed it at Mocha's temple in his side of his head because I wanted to hit it dead on so he would pass the hell out. And then he ringed it back in and said, oh, because I didn't watch it.
I knew that would have pissed you off.
I'm really pissed about this, man. I am saddened. Ryan literally is saddened by this. This is the best original programming Netflix has ever done, and they didn't renew it. And here's what's going to happen. Netflix isn't going to renew it, but that doesn't mean like the Sci-Fi Network's not going to come and try to pick it up. But then they're going to muck it up.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, they're going to corporize it.
I know exactly how you feel because Netflix, this one of the craziest things ever. There's 4 seasons of the original Naruto, and then it goes to Naruto Shippuden. First of all, they don't have any Naruto Shippuden on Netflix at all, which pisses me off.
Right.
But like, I like to rewatch Naruto all the time. So I'll start from season 1 and go all the way to season 4. Well, they cut season 4 and stopped at season 3. And season 3 is all filler episodes, nothing like really to the point of the manga because it follows the comic strip.
Right.
Season 1 and 2 has like 2 or 3 filler episodes, but it for the most part it sticks with the manga, with the comic book. And season 3 is all the director's choice, nothing to do with the manga. And then season 4 is all manga.
Isn't that one of the beauties of Netflix and online streaming is that you can take multiple seasons and watch things in succession?
Exactly.
That's the purpose. And then
when you take one, season off, it's incomplete set.
Yes.
It's like, oh, snaps. It's like going to a Walmart or some store.
Yeah.
And picking up a box set of something, and then you're putting it in, and you're watching each DVD, and then you come to the last DVD, or you come to a DVD, like the third DVD, and it's gone.
Right.
Uh-huh. You're like, why is this DVD not in here?
It's worser than being in a room.
Worser
than being in a room. I said it. I'm mad. I ain't got to use proper English when I'm upset. My soul is cold. They hurt my feelings.
When your anger takes over, your grammar goes out the window. Grammar's the first thing to go when you're angry. I was being mad they done this my things like that. How dare they speak to me, boom, they gon' do. Boom, they gon' boo.
Boom, they gon' do.
I smell a meltdown.
Boom. They go
not a short done head rap, dude.
You don't even make your words anymore. It's just sounds.
No need make words. I speak like this all the time. Close personal friend of yours.
Stephen A. Smith got in there. Stephen A. Smith is missing.
Oh, you made me Stephen A. Smith.
Anger in, English out.
Anchor wow. In English out.
You made me tear up just early in the show.
I'm sorry.
I ain't even cocked back yet. You made me.
It ain't as early.
So it's worse than being in a room full of people that can't speak it.
It's worse.
It's worse, sauce.
Boom. Dang it.
Boom, dig a do. Boom, dig on do.
Okay. Dude, it's too early, in the show.
I'm sorry.
Losing it already. It's worse.
Boom, they gon' do. Boom, they gon' do.
Oh, man.
Oh, boom, they gon' do.
They gone. That's what they do. They gone.
So these some of my bitches, it's worser.
Stop saying worser, because you're just gonna go off.
It's almost as bad,
okay,
as being in a room with a whole lot of high tables, mm-hmm, and being too short and the top of the tables have donuts on it.
Mm. Oh, so, you made me hungry. So,
all that to get to there. But it's stupid. Sense 8 was the most epic thing. And Netflix has, that's what their new business model is to create all this original programming. And they finally get their golden nugget. They finally get the girl to allow it to go in her eye. And they decide to walk out of the room and do it into a sock.
Oh, my God.
What? I'm sorry.
I was wondering where you're going with that analogy.
My
question is, okay.
Boom, they gonna do.
Netflix has all this money now.
Yes.
Like, you would think they'd be able to host all these things and keep them there.
Dude.
Infinitely.
Okay.
Why do they have a revolving door on their program?
Because I can tell you this, and this is going to get really nerdy, but I'm going to go ahead and nerd it. Because of the stupid phrase that has become the newest, hippest thing for all these companies to start saying. They even try to say it back in the office of the B2B radio network, algorithms. Netflix has ran some type of algorithm that says this is how long people are watching certain products. So by that estimation, this is how long products should stay on. When we see an algorithm swing up for a certain product, we're going to bring more of those type of products on because it seems like that's what the audience want. What they don't realize is that one level of product, like when I started watching Arrow, I didn't even realize that Arrow was a comic book character. But I watched Arrow, and Arrow led me to The Flash. The Flash led me to Dr. Whosville or whatever it is. And then that led me to
Dr. Whosville.
That led me to a whole lot of other different things that I never would have discovered. Same thing when I started watching like the English Empire movies. Same thing when I was watching, it led to more and different types of things. And then I'm scrolling through like, hey, here's a suggested thing for you. Some of them were hit and miss, but it led me into more. But Amazon, Netflix probably said, some nerd Nick in the bowels of Netflix read a report, ran an algorithm that said, hey, Sense8 is really popular, but what is our audience going to be watching in 20, 20. They're not going to want
superheroes.
They're not going to want to watch Sense8. They're going to want to watch superheroes. So I'm going to go
sequel to Ridiculous 6.
So I'm going to go to the proprietor of Sense8 and say, you know what? If we continue on this streak, it's going to die out and taper off in 2020. That's literally how this crap has to happen.
Okay.
Because somebody forecasted that the audience of Netflix is not going to expand and be attracted to a product like Sense8. And I can't disagree with them more. I've done 20 minutes on this. It's clearly an amazing effing product.
No, and I agree.
And they've taken it away.
All I know is did they take one season off of How I Met Your Mother from the 9 seasons they have? If they take any one of those seasons off, I'm canceling my Netflix that day.
They will take it away.
I would literally sit there and I rewatch How I Met Your Mother like 3 times. Yes, I said it. 3. Look, you're not even looking.
I'm
3 times a year.
Oh, well, you were just so over exaggerating the joke. I'm sure that the listeners probably would have loved it and expounded on it. What?
You're a dick.
Boom, they gonna do. I mean, these mother. Lady K says off the Twitter, and that's what I was reading was a Lady K tweet.
Oh, sorry, Lady K.
Lady K says, sounds to me like to me, you need to let them know how you feel with your wallet. You damn right. You damn right.
So a boycott?
No, but they kind of just dropped Arrow 5th season.
See, have they brought Flash season 3 yet?
No, they're always a year behind.
Well, because they usually drop it around like summertime.
Summertime and the easy
is living.
That's not right.
We it's are living is easy.
Dyslexic sons of bitches is what we are.
Fish are jumping into the frying pan in my stomach.
When anger comes in, English goes out.
Yes. Boom, they gonna do.
Hey, Lip, you plan on saying anything on tonight's show?
No.
All right. I'm cutting Lip out.
At least you have goals and aspirations and things like that. Nice Thank slide.
Yeah.
It's a really nice laugh.
I think that's the best shot we have in
the house. Mata Martha says, and this is another wrinkle, Mata Martha says that let me read it exactly how she tweeted it.
Because she gets mad when we don't say it right.
She gets mad. She gets mad. She cusses me out after every show.
Yeah, she cusses me out.
That's not what I said.
She cusses me out on Snapchat when I don't add her.
Yeah, so ladies and gentlemen, verbatim, off the Twitter, Mata Martha says, they bring back all the time. And she's got a good point. But they ain't never brought back nothing I was watching.
And they ain't never brought back the Pokemon leagues.
Yeah, Martha, so what
actually
are you talking about? What
they haven't
brought back?
They only have the first 2 seasons of Yu-Gi-Oh! Come on now. Where's the 3rd season when the Egyptian god cards, like when they fighting on top of the blimp? Like, I'm gonna need that in my life. Like, come on now.
What does yogurt have to do with anything?
Yu-Gi-Oh, son.
Yu-Gi-Oh, you. Son.
Son. Sun-Gyoh.
Sun-Gyoh. Go. To,
oh,
go.
Oma oh, Renge-Kyo. Oma oh, Renge-Kyo. Oma oh, Renge-Kyo.
That would have been a really great point to go to break right there on that.
I know.
Funny, but Lip is just over there. He's not going to talk. He's not going to do nothing on the show. Maybe he is. All right, what's the next show? Or what's the next
show?
What's the next show?
Segment, I'm sorry. I know what it is. I think I know what it is. All right, folks, on the other side of this break, we want to officially knight all of our diehard listeners. You will no longer be listeners from this point forward. Mata Martha says they brought back Cool Runnings. Who the hell knows anything about Cool Runnings? It's black guys in the snow. God knows that ain't true. That's non-fictional. Black people don't go in the snow. They scared of the snow because they think it's going to melt and none of them can swim.
Hey, Corey, you dead?
Huh?
You dead, man?
I'm dead, mom. I don't know anything about that movie. I've never seen it.
Oh, so when he says, he goes, hey, Sanka, you dead, man? He goes, yeah, man. All you got to say is, yeah, man.
Right. You just wanted to say, yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
All right, we'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show.
Ready to make it burn? Time for Fat Guy Radio Show. After Burn.
Let's switch over to banging chicks and sucking and licking ass. Let's switch over to that now because we can't have a conversation about Orlando Bloom's impressive
cleaner. Sorry. I'm sorry that Orlando Bloom has his donkey ass ghost that I didn't see because it's translucent. Okay?
Donkey ghost.
Oh, wow.
I'm surprised that who wouldn't want to see Justin Bieber's dangle?
I wouldn't.
I would.
I'm like 15 years older than that dude. It's porn.
He's Justin Bieber.
And I'm Daniel Taylor.
You know how long I'm, you know what I'm sitting back and waiting for? I'm waiting for dongle to hit the internet.
I would see that.
See, it's black.
Yeah. Exactly.
What? Okay, so what we've,
name a celebrity that's black.
I'm a racist gay. I only black men.
hey, you! There are many shows like our show on satellite radio, and satellite radio is expensive for programming just like our show. We could be on satellite radio, and you could have been paying for the show. But because we are internet radio consumers ourselves, the free programming is the best programming, and we are able to keep these free shows, these free weekly shows, by your support of our monthly bonus show, which is a clip that you just heard of. Afterburn. Afterburn is just like this show, 75 minutes, but with no commercials, no rules, and it's uncensored. On Afterburn, we reveal way more about ourselves. Cover topics that the free show rules and sponsors won't allow us to cover. But the main thing about the bonus show Afterburn is that it keeps the free weekly shows coming. For less than a cup of coffee at your Seattle-based addictive coffee shop, wink, wink, you can get access to our bonus show. And if you really, really want to become the ultimate fatnatic, become an elite member where you get exclusive video streaming access through our elite Facebook group, where you can interact with us. It's the new business model for shows just like ours that want to keep the weekly shows free. We could charge you. And DT, you've heard the suits in the back say,
yeah,
we could charge them. And they want us to start charging them because they're like, hey, you guys need to start getting paid, so we're going to start charging for every show. But we said no, we disagree with that. So don't make us out to be liars. Help us keep the weekly show free by throwing down a few bucks for the Afterburn show. We used to ask for donations, Lip. Remember that?
Yes.
We used to have a donations button up on our website. But like any good business, we put our fatnatics first, so we offer you something for your support. Fat Guy Radio Show Afterburn. Subscribe today at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn. Lip, that pretty much covers it, doesn't it?
Yes.
Thank you very much. They wanted me to do the big push, and there's the big push for it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. If you're just joining us on our live stream, like Uncle Melvin is right now, who's listening to us live on his new laptop.
Uncle Melvin, is that his real name?
No. Uncle Vincent. We go through this every time.
Now I'm just like confused because like I don't know Uncle Melvin's real name.
But we can't mess up and call. We don't even know what Philippius' real name is. One day we screwed up and called him Philippius, and it's stuck.
It's Flip.
I thought it was Lip.
No, it's Flip, like Flipper.
Maybe one day we'll ask him.
I don't know. But remember, I don't really care.
He's not planning on saying anything on today's show, so today wouldn't be a good day.
Hey, Lip, what's your real name?
Mm-hmm. He doesn't have one. I even asked his wife the other day when I saw her, and she says, I just call him Hey You. So I yelled,
Hey, sperm donor.
So I yelled, Hey You, and he says, What? Hey. So
is he Asian?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, he is. Philippius, hey yo.
Hey yo.
Hey yo, Philippius, hey yo. Philippius, hey yo. That clip that you heard, ladies and gentlemen, is from our Afterburn episode, and a new one drops tonight. Ooh. At fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn. It is so brought to you by our partnership with Patreon, and it is true that it's $3 a month. Mm-hmm. My God. I lost a $5 bill the other day.
What?
So if you lose $5, $3 ain't nothing.
Yeah.
And that price is way down there compared to some of the episodes that I pay for Some of the episodes I pay for shows that I listen to, they get all the way up to like $10, $12 a download.
Yeah.
Ours is $3 a month, and you get all of, you get access to everything prior to that we've released so far, ever since we started our partnership with Patreon.
That's not bad at all.
It's not. But what we want you to do is we want to appeal to our fatnatics.
Our fat, what? A fatnatic?
Fatnatics.
Fatnatic.
So if you remember a few weeks back, by the way, off of the...
Twitter?
No. This is a new one for us. Off of my direct text messages from my uncle.
Oh. Hey, Uncle Melvin.
He says, tell Polka Cub...
Polka.
I said hello.
Love you, Uncle Melvin.
So Philippians, hey you, and Polka Cub are here with me in the studio, ladies and gentlemen.
I do love the polka.
You do love the polka. Now I have to have polka music in the show, in the bed, so that I can say it every time I call him Polka Cub.
Yeah.
Uncle Vincent was pretty quick on the draw there.
I know, that was good.
Text messages, you know, for a blind dude.
Well, he made a nice wind chime.
I know.
Maybe try to say mocha and it came out polka.
Maybe it's no. Maybe he was autocorrect.
His vocal,
no,
voice
he, text,
he did it on purpose.
He did that on purpose.
I know. I'm just messing around.
He did that on purpose.
Just for that, I'm going to give him a good old wind chime.
Yeah, there's some wind chimes for you. Hey,
a little
dude,
too loud.
Oh my gosh.
A little too loud.
Did you have to hit him with so much vigor?
I didn't mean to.
I can't hear anything.
Got them all twisted up now.
I can't.
Are they all twisted up?
I can't hear part of my cluster from Sense8. I can't.
Part of my cluster.
Fatnatics.
Fatnatics. Yes.
I would like more than meets the pod.
More than meets the pie.
Oh, I like
Fatnatics. More than meets the pie.
I really like that, ladies and gentlemen. About a month ago, I want to say, right? Maybe a month ago.
Yeah, something about
close
right.
To that.
About a month ago, we were like, we always say our listeners. We don't say our fans. We don't say anything like that. So we threw it out there. And I think it was the Fat Guy Girls that came up with Fanatic.
Yeah.
And then, or Lady K said Fatnatic. Mata Martha, bring me up to speed.
No, Lady K said something about, she said Fanatics.
Well, I know that the Fat Guy Girls were the one who initiated what, because I said I was tired of calling people listeners, because listeners just sound so cliche, you know? And
I think she said Fat Fanatics.
Fat Fanatics.
And then I was like, nah, just call them Fatnatics.
Or did Lady K make the Fatnatics?
No, I remember I said Fatnatics.
We had help coming up with it.
No, I didn't even get a fanatic until Lady K said Fat Fanatics.
Yeah, so it originated where we didn't want to call people listeners anymore.
Yes. Yeah.
Because it just doesn't give, we have personalities here. You guys listen to this show, you stream this show because of our personalities. I'm crazy as hell.
Yeah. And I said Match Game.
And DT is fine as hell. And
yeah,
then
I said Match Game.
And then you know Philippius over there, he just screams I couldn't get to the bed.
Mexican machismo.
I screwed it up.
He just screams avocados.
Where are my crickets? There you go.
Bay 2.
It's not on 2.
Bay 11 with the other one.
Yeah, it's probably on Memorial Day.
You guys all suck. You know what?
It's Bay 1.
You know what?
It's the first bay.
I'm not going to. I don't want to use this anymore.
You know what? One of these days, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to ask you, like, what are your top 5 or like your top 20?
Uh-huh.
And I'm just going to make a list. I'm going to have the turns make a list.
Okay.
And have them type out Sounder and then Bay right next to it. And it's going to be a laminated list and it's going to be like a quick card. And you'll be like, oh, crickets, Bay 5. It is Bay 5, right?
Right.
Bay 5, row 3, button 10. Boom. And then you.
That would be really helpful. And it sounds like something that I may or may not have asked the executive producer about.
But if
20
he's mad,
years
he
ago.
Can't English, so.
And I clearly can't find any beds either. And that sucks because when I go for it, I find stuff like Carol of the Bells.
The hell?
All right, so our fat checker.
Check. Ooh, our fat checker.
Our fat checker, Mata Martha says, I'm sorry, I read the Twitter. Lady K is fat checking. Mata Martha says, Lady K and her, her and her Modern Martha and Lady K were the main bitches in this piece, LMO. So Lady K and Modern Martha were, I think it was a combination of what they both suggested. And then after the show, you kind of just let it slip about Fatnatic. And then that was what we decided to go with, but we never readjusted it. So from this point forward, you are no longer listeners of the show. You are no longer fans of the show.
Nope.
You are no longer supporters of this show.
F no.
You are, and forevermore, from thus day forth.
Thus day forth.
Boom day gon' do.
Boom day gon' do.
Thus day forth, you will be known as the Fatnatics. You are fans of the show. Welcome, welcome, you precious, precious people.
So now when we talk about P1 Fatnatic K?
Well, Lady K will always be P1.
P1 Fatnatic, though.
She will just be P1, though. Okay. And you know what? And I'm glad you brought that up, because I get so much, not hate mail, but people just jealous of the K
lady.
People are just jealous of her because
she gets so much airtime.
She gets the airtime, but Lady K literally squashed, Philippians, tell me if I'm wrong, squashed the namesake of our studio's stance on the P1 pedestal. Lady K browbeat and boo punched listener Gail,
Fatnatic Gail,
right off the P1 pedestal.
Yeah.
And there is only room for one.
Yes.
Yes.
On the P1 pedestal.
Fatnatic Gail had to go.
And Fatnatic Gail got boob socked by Lady K's southern drop kick.
She got drop kicked in the urethra. Her uterus got uppercut.
Lady K literally uppercutted her urethra too. y'all were watching Madea in the break room. I heard it.
Lady K went speed bag on those ovaries.
Yeah. she dethroned Fatnatic Gail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But because of what listener Gail,
Fatnatic Gail
gave to the show at its inception,
yeah,
there would be no way we would ever dishonor her by changing the name of our studio, even though many people have suggested that we rename it to Studio K.
Oh, but we couldn't do that to Fatnatic Gail.
We can't do that to Fatnatic Gail, so it will always and forever be Studio G, also known as Studio G, because that was a Jake thing.
Yeah.
But I get people that want to know, how do I become like P1 listener? How do I become like Lady K? That's the number one thing I get all the time. And you just have to interact with the show, and you have to be a Fatnatic. Lady K right now is the one, and I'm not ashamed to say this, is the one single elite Fat Guy Radio Show group member. She is the one.
One and only.
And the moment we introduced it, she hopped on top of it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, maybe that was me. I'm not sure. Lady K did say she came up with Fat Guy Fanatics, and we put it together and made Fatnatics. So now I feel that there's a fight, not a fight, a virtual battle for the P1 pedestal, because Mata Martha, she bowed out for a minute for health reasons, but she coming back with vengeance.
She called your boy out.
She called me out too.
Like she been cheesy.
The only thing that Mata Martha has on Lady K right now, if there is anything, is that Mata Martha is Snapchat active.
Yeah, that's true. Lady K, I'm going to need you to send me some snaps.
Yeah, Lady K, that's where I send all my nudes. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
That's where I receive all mine's, Lady K.
You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. We love you all, and welcome to the Fatnatic Clan. We'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show. And then she kissed me like there was nobody else in the room. As
last orders were called was when she stood on the stool. Stop the show. Stop the show. I got a question to ask. Do you have an Apple
No, not the red, delicious fruit that grows on a tree down the street. I'm talking about an Apple iPhone. Well, if you do, there's an app missing from your phone. It's the official Fat Guy Radio Show app for the iPhone or iPad. It's not always easy to get to our website to hear the show, so by downloading the free Fat Guy Radio Show app from the iTunes Store, you can take the show anywhere, listen anytime, and shop our biggest sponsors right through the app. So click on the Apple App Store app, search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word, and download the app. It's free, silly, and with no ads to bog down your phone. The Fat Guy Radio Show app, available now in the iTunes App Store or at fatguyradioshow.com/app. Okay, we can restart the show now.
Where did you get that muffin? Muffin button. I didn't install a muffin button. And where did I get this muffin?
Fat Guy Radio Show.
And now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network, featuring Corey Blaze.
After dancing to Kaylee singing to trad tunes, I never heard Carrick Fergus ever sung so sweet.
Hello from Halo. That's Halo Cigs, ladies and gentlemen, the premier electronic cigarette on the market. I see it all the time, folks, and I can't tell you how great of a product this is. Halo Cigs is I stumbled into another vape shop again. And I just looked around for a minute, and the guy was like, "Hey, how can I help you?" And I'm like, "Oh, I'm just looking. And I just wanted to make sure that my first impression was still my first impression. And I don't know how people are buying these things. They call them vape pens, but they look like Ford F-150 mufflers. They call them large modules, but they look like catalytic converters. And then I go back to my house and I look at this slim, beautiful Halo Cigs vape pen, and I look at the modules behind me in my display. And the reason why they're displayed, Halo Cigs didn't ask me to put those back there. I put them back there because I'm freaking proud of how those things look. They sexy. They are the mocha cub of e-cigs. I'm sorry, the polka cub of e-cigs. Trust me on this, folks. If you want to switch over from traditional tobacco products like I have done, get started through the Halo Cigs banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Mocha, give it to Lady K. Halo Cigs, I'm vaping, baby!
Halo Cigs, I'm vaping, baby.
Now, I don't want to... I just got 5 tweets of people saying, what about Modern Martha? What about Modern Martha? What about Modern Martha? Look, no one said that there only could be one P1 Fatnatic pedestal.
Yeah, no, we never said.
Right. There will always be the original Triple OG P1 Fatnatic pedestal, but we can always include another P1 Fatnatic pedestal. No one said we can't, so we ain't leaving Mata Marta out. We love her as much more, because soon as she was able to get the mobility back, her first thing was to get back to Fat Guy Radio Show, and that's what's up, and we honor that, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You feel me?
Even when she calls us out.
She does. Mata Martha is good at busting our balls.
She called me out big time on a snap. I was like, I am so sorry, baby.
Oh, you had to. I told you.
I had a tone.
See, Mata Martha is your Lady K.
Yes, she is.
And Lady K is my Lady K.
Mata Martha can get it, too.
Oh, Mata Martha going to get the?
She can get it.
She going to be melting some chocolate chips. I see. I understand. I feel you.
Hey, Mata, you know those snaps delete, right? What'd it do, Mata Moo?
Oh, don't get her started. Mata Martha, look, she...
I done got myself started. Mm.
I bet you did. I can feel your starting all on my knees. All
like
right.
Chocolate chips.
some chocolate milk.
Lady K off the Twitter has extended a ladder that we did not know was on top of the P1 Fatnatic pedestal. She has extended the ladder down to Mata Martha, and she says, tell Mata Martha to get up here with me.
Lady K is so gracious.
She is
just very humble. I remember that time we had a call when we called her,
yeah,
because she had won that contest, and she got the free phone call.
Is that the Halo Cigs thing?
I think so. It was like a while.
No, that was the one I called her personally.
Was it a personal one?
Yeah,
because it was me and you.
We called her on the
air. It wasn't on air. It was off air. We had called her.
Did we?
Yeah.
I don't know. I talked to her so many times. I don't know.
And it was like the first time we ever called her. And it was just me and you.
Oh, yeah. I remember. I remember now.
And like, it was just like so cool. And she was like, oh, I wish I could talk longer, but I'm like, I'm wrangling like these 17 million kids I done got.
Oh, yeah. Cause she was in the middle of something.
Yeah.
And then she, did the Halo 6 promo that we were doing where, see, and all these things we're talking about, Lady K, is that's what puts her on that P1 pedestal. Actually, we put her up on that P1 pedestal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knew that the P1 pedestal didn't have a condom on it? All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the segment that we don't too often because all of our female fatnatics don't like it too much. It's time for 3 Minute Sports.
Time to talk about sports.
Please lower your IQ.
All right, here's my point for 3 Minute Sports. And then right. I will take the bath that I know DT is aiming to take at me. The NBA Finals started tonight, right?
Yes.
Game one of the NBA Finals started tonight. Mm-hmm. I have punched the hell out of the NBA Finals. I punched out halfway through the NBA playoffs because of the super non-human teams mm-hmm. that are in the NBA. They are always going to win. They take the competition out of everything. Sweeps and blowouts in playoffs takes away the competition. On top of that, I just saw teams fold. No one gave any fight but the Celtics. And I'm not even a Boston fan, but I thought the Celtics did their best to try to be competitive.
They won one game.
That was a lot more than anybody else that played those damn Cavaliers.
True, but I mean,
everybody else, really, Toronto went up against the Cavaliers and they said, you know what, we're here for 4 games, we're gonna grab some pizza out of the up with the fans, and then we're just gonna come down here and dribble the ball for you for a few minutes. They threw the towel in before the ref threw the ball up.
Honestly, Golden State and Cleveland are the respective Harlem Globetrotters of their divisions.
They really are. And no one goes to see the Harlem Globetrotters hoping that the Washington Wizards or whatever they are,
the Generals
are going to win. You know that the Globetrotters are going to win. And that's also the reason why you go to one Harlem Globetrotters game in your lifetime, because the only thing that's going to change are the Globetrotters. They're going to win every time. So with Cavaliers being back in the finals with the Warriors, I'm out. I saw it last year. And guess what? Newsflash, everybody. Guess what? I saw it the year before, too.
Well, you would have been very upset to be born in like the 50s and 60s, because that's when the Celtics was going on 7 straight finals.
But were they playing the same damn team every time?
Lakers.
Every time.
Lakers.
Was it Kobe?
Lakers. No, it wasn't Kobe.
Oh. And I bet you people back then felt the same way that I feel. You can't argue the fact that it takes the competition out of the game when these inhuman, superhuman teams play NBA
and I get
teams.
You. I get you. And like, the NBA is noticing this, and that's why they rigged the draft to give the Celtics the number one pick. How did you make it to the conference finals and you still got the number one pick when you had a 25% chance? But the Suns, who had a 90% chance to get number one or at least top three, ends up getting 4? And what is with this new lottery draft system that happens before they even air anything? Like, it happened behind closed doors and they had to put their cell phones away. No one can tweet or text or anything.
Little secrecy crap.
That right there, they tried a new system this year, and they're like, we're going to try this new system, and it's easy to say, oh, yeah, we're trying a new system, to really just put the fix in rig it. Oh, it's a new system that we're rigging, so we're just going to say it's all in the new system. We never seen the system happen.
It takes the fun away from the fan. Is what it does. And I've been going back and forth with my boy Abel. He's my basketball buddy. He's the guy that I talk basketball with all the time. That's the only relationship he and I have, because he won't fall for my other innuendos. But we only have basketball. That's what cements our friendship. And he was like pissed at me. He sent me a text and he was like, hey, who do you got, Cavs or Warriors? I said, I got Sense8 on Netflix. Well, I used to. You know, and he's like, what, you're not watching? I'm punched out, dude. I'm not interested in seeing LeBron win again. I'm not interested in seeing the Cavaliers. It's going to be one team is going to dominate one game and they're going to win that game. I'll be surprised if it goes five games. Quite honestly, I don't care anymore. I'm out on it because there is no fun in blowouts back and forth, because if Cleveland comes in and blows out the Warriors are going to find some way to blow out Cleveland in the next game, and then it's going to go teeter-totter, blowout after blowout, and blowouts are boring.
Yeah, and then you're going to get in the close games, you're going to get ref interference the whole game.
And the only reason why the games are going to be close is because the refs make it all about themselves. And I don't want to see that in the finals. I want to see a team that has freaking clawed their way through the entire season to make it to the finals and wants it so bad. LeBron walks onto the court every time knowing he is the greatest.
Yeah.
Stephen Curry walks on the court every time knowing he's the greatest.
He's not. He's the worst.
They do it, and they know they're going to win, and I'm tired of seeing the same damn teams win year after year after year. I want an underdog. I need an underdog.
See, I want the Cavs to win just because I hate Steph Curry. And Steph Curry has now risen in my book because everyone keeps asking me, like, why do you hate Steph Curry? And I've said this millions and millions of times, that now he is on the same level as Robert Horry.
I don't see that. But we.
No, I'm saying in my book. I hate him with a burning passion.
And I feel the same way about LeBron. But here's the thing that really screws me up is that I hate LeBron with a passion. If he was hit by a Mack truck or if he was Kathy Griffin, I wouldn't cry a tear.
So you're the one who wrote the N-word on his home.
You're absolutely right. But I love Kevin Love.
I like Kevin Love.
I really love Kevin Love.
Clay Thompson.
I love Clay Thompson. And who else is on the Warriors team that I've got a man crush?
Kevin Durant.
No, Kevin Durant's weird to me. I don't like that Kevin Durant shimmy he does before a free throw. It looks like he's dislocating his shoulder.
You like the Steph Curry shimmy he does after every freaking three he shoots?
I never said that I love Steph Curry. What I love about Steph Curry is that he's built like freaking brick S-house.
No, he's not.
You haven't seen his Instagrams with him and his wife, Aisha. Yeah.
Steph Curry's not built like a S-house.
No, he's not, but Kevin Love is.
He is.
He's dreamy.
Kevin Love is a poor man's Gordon Hayward.
I know. And Kevin Love, I follow him on Instagram. He needs to stop posting up pictures with LeBron in it because then I can't heart it. I swipe left every time.
Swipe left.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us for another Fat Guy Radio Show. I apologize to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Matter of fact, he was a little sum of a bitch in the back overdubbing and running two audio lines through that interview. Today's show was brought to you by Amazon. If you want it or need it, Amazon's got it, and you can get it through our various Amazon links. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or send a gift. We love surprises to Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. Interact with us all week long. They changed the ending script again. I apologize. Interact with us all week long on social media. Like and share Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For our executive producer, Phil Olympias.
Yes.
And our associate producer, Daniel Taylor.
What's up, dude?
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everybody that skinny people.
Yes.
He said something. Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding. Yeah.
Stop reminding burps.
I'm so sorry.
Fatnatics.
Fatnatics.
That was the Fatnatics call of the wild. So stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show. And when they ask you what's it all about, simply reply, boom, they gon' do.
Boom, they gon' do.
Boom, they gon' do. They gon' make you laugh and depress the hell out of you, but you gon' know till you listen to what they gon' say on that talking internet picture. Boom, they gon' do.
Oh, no. I wasn't ready.
Get us the hell out of your lip. Bo Budget, join us next week. See you at the top. Bye-bye.
Hello.
Hold on. Wait a minute. This show is free, and it will always be, but we need your help. We have sponsors located at fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor that depend on us to get you to click through and shop. So take some time and find amazing specials presented by our amazing sponsors at fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor. That's fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor. And in the words of Inspector Gadget, this message will self-destruct in 3, 2, 1.